SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting that toy you're thinking of buying for that special child is likely to cost more pretty soon.
Toy inventors, manufacturers, and buyers are worried that the price of toys will go up by the back-to-school season. That's after President Donald Trump had announced that he planned to further increase his tariffs on Chinese imports. The Toy Association says that nearly 80% of the toys sold in the United States are sourced from China. The Trade Association's president says retail prices are expected to go up by 5% by the fall. Many toy makers are now renegotiating prices with retailers and taking a hard look at their products to see if they can cut costs. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Trump envoy Keith Kellogg says Ukraine can only blame itself for the pause in U.S. military aid and intelligence sharing after last week's Oval Office blow-up between Presidents Zelensky and Trump.
You don't try to challenge the President of the United States in the Oval Office that, in fact, you need to side with me and not the Russians. You don't become an independent interlocutor if you look at something like that. And he was forewarned. It's not like President Zelensky was not made aware that this is what we wanted out of the Ukrainians, to basically say, go here, it sets the next stage, it opens up, it goes forward.
Meanwhile, European Union leaders back new defense spending plans aimed at freeing up billions of euros for the continent's security after the Trump administration signaled that Europe would have to fend for itself in the future. FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau will work to zero out the population of Americans detained or held hostage in foreign countries. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 536 points, the Nasdaq dropped 483. This is SRN News. Wyoming has a new bathroom law.
The measure bars males from using female bathrooms, changing rooms, locker rooms, or living quarters in any state building or institution, including universities and colleges. Sarah Beth Nolan of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, states have a duty to protect the privacy, safety, and dignity of women and girls. Letting men intrude on women's spaces is a threat to their safety and a denial of the real biological differences between the two sexes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has signaled that it will move to let Idaho enforce its strict abortion ban. The Biden administration had gone to court to block that law, saying it would prevent women from having abortions in medical emergencies. Dropping the case would be among the new administration's first major moves on abortion. In his first term, President Trump appointed many of the Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. A deadly military mishap in South Korea.
South Korean fighter jets have accidentally dropped 8 bombs on a civilian area, injuring 8 people on the ground. The South Korean Air Force says the bombs released by the KF-16 fighter jets fell outside a firing range this morning. The Air Force apologizing, expressing hopes for a speedy recovery of the injured.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says that the city where the accident took place has a population of 140,000 people and provides 3 major firing ranges for the South Korean and U.S. militaries. The Air Force apologized and expressed hope for a speedy recovery of the injured. The Albanian cabinet has decided to shut down TikTok for 12 months, blaming the video sharing platform for inciting violence and bullying, especially among children. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.